Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show,
Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope your day's off to an amazing start. Or maybe it's not even Tuesday. Maybe it's some other day of the week you're hearing this show. For me, I'm recording this show Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. It's an amazing day. It's an amazing day. I shared something on my Instagram feed this morning, and it hit home big time, and I think it will with you too. By the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, what's up with that? Seriously? I'm mildly offended. At Every Day is Saturday. Check it out. Send me a DM. Let me know you listen to the show. I promise to get you back. I know I got a few people still in my DMs I got to get back to, and I'm going to do that as soon as this show's over. So I will have none left. They're all cleared out. I would have communicated with every single podcast fan inside the Instagram DMs, and I want that to be you too. Hey, even broken crayons color. Think about that. Broken crayons can still color. What's that mean? Hey, means a lot. Think about that for a minute. You know, the crayon is broken. Now that I got a four-year-old, yes, I'm back to playing with crayons again. Thought I got past the crayon phase, but I didn't get past the crayon phase. By the way, is it crayon or crayon? I have no idea. I'm going to say it both ways throughout the show. Just to appease everybody. Got to be politically crayonic. Correct. Broken crayons. Are you a broken crayon? Or do you have everything in order? Like all your finances are perfect? Your marriage and relationships are spot on. A+. You could go lecture around the world on them. Spiritually, you're in the greatest place possible. Physically, come on. You've never been more fit and looked better. You take all your clothes off. You do a complete 360 in the mirror, and you could not be happier with what you see. Come on. We're all broken crayons. Now, here's the thing you got to understand. You may be going through a tough time financially. That's okay. You can still launch a movement. I did it in the middle of a bankruptcy. You could be going through a very difficult time in one of your relationships. It's okay. I've done that. And I'm not here to say I've done it, you can do it, I've done it. But I got a little bit of experience. Once you, if you've been married 20 years, like moi, first of all, you got to give all the credit to my wife because there's no way we'd be married for 20 years if it wasn't for her. She has the patience of a saint. Imagine being married to me. Like listening to this podcast right now is an acquired taste for most people. If you're listening and you've been listening for a while, damn, you're crazier than I am, okay? What's the matter with you? But being married that long, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to be broken. Not everybody, a shocker, not everybody gets along perfectly. It's funny. I've always said this about marriage. Oh, honey, when you first meet, oh, honey, you don't change. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. Oh, don't you ever change. Oh, my God, I love everything about you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the clothes you wear, the way you wear your hair. Oh, my God. The way you just sneezed just it made me cry. It was just, like, so beautiful. I love the way you sneeze. I mean, come on, man. Gag. Blah. Okay, but we go through that when we're dating and the courting process, okay? And then when you get married in those first few years, now you're trying to change a little. Hey, can you not sneeze so loud? Hey, you know, can you not walk so fast? How do I look? Oh, yeah, all right. You know, that type. So we spend all of our time falling in love with somebody at the very beginning. Then we spend all the rest of our years married to them trying to change them, okay? Rather than accepting a person whom we fell in love with 20, 30 years ago. Yeah, here's a shocker too. People change, looks change, philosophy changes, thoughts changes, a lot. Finance change, finances change. Like everything changes, but that's a great thing. Like who in their right mind would want to stay the same over the course of 5 years, let alone 20 years. So that's my little speech on marriage. Stop trying to change the person whom you fell in love with at the beginning, okay? Now, broken crayons. You may have a broken relationship, finances, spiritually, mentally, wherever. I've been through all of those, okay? I recorded for a month in March of this year. I was stuck in a funk. I recorded podcasts saying, "Hey, everyone, it's Sam. How you doing? I'm stuck in a funk. Are you doing okay? How did I get myself out of the funk?" Talked about it, you know, just got it out, just flushed it right out, and started getting creative again, started doing the podcasting again, started going to the gym again, and just walking at the gym before I ran. I got crazy doing the grizzly bear runs and all that stuff I talk about. But all of the stuff that you go through, you're broken. That's great. Congratulations. That means you're normal. Congrats. Awesome. Virtual high five. Now, here's the good news. You can still draw. You can still color. Whatever that image it is you want to do, you can still color. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're still drawing with that broken crayon. It's never going to be put back together. You could tape it back together. You can glue it back together. But did you ever glue a crayon? I always scotch taped them. But there's still that crack. There's always going to be that crack. So understand there's the crack in the crayon. Understand even if it breaks in half again, you can still color with it. And get out there and do it. Start coloring. Don't worry about what other people are going to think. Don't worry about what other people are going to say. "Oh, did you see Mary over there? I heard she's going through some difficult time." Yeah, I am. Matter of fact, I'm broken right now, but I'm still coloring. Woo! In living color. That's a reference. If you don't know the reference, you're way too young to be listening to this show. All right? What was the "in living color"? Everybody here was equally kind. In living color. What's yours and yours, what's mine is mine. In living color. Hit me up on Insta. Let me know if you know what I'm talking about. That's it. It's the only hint I'm giving you right there. All right. Here's the point of this whole podcast today. You're broken. It's cool. You're a crayon. Awesome. Go color. Whatever color you want to color, go do it. Make sure you do it outside the lines, though. That's the only requirement. You don't do what everybody else does. You don't talk how everybody else talks. You don't fall in line to everybody else. You color outside the lines, champion. Understand me? Outside the lines. That's where the most fun is. It's like my 4-year-old, man. She's coloring. It ain't nothing inside the lines. She colors a cow, and it looks like she tried to murder the damn thing with a red crayon. Okay? That's beautiful to me. She's coloring outside the lines. Like all over the place. That's the entrepreneurial journey. It's all over the place. Zig, zag, back, forth, up, down, all over the place. But man, is it fun. I wouldn't trade anything for this journey. And once you get started on this journey, it's a natural aphrodisiac being on the entrepreneurial journey. It is such a rush to wake up every morning and have to sell to eat, to have to create. You know what I say? It's way better to create than it is to maintain. Write that one down. It's way better to create than it is to maintain. All of this journey is great. Embrace it all. There's not one bad thing about it. And understand when you're broken, it's cool. You can still color. All right? Are you with me? Would you like to color together? Would you like to draw on the beautiful canvas? Let's do it. SamCrowleyCoaching.com. SamCrowleyCoaching.com. Let's do it. And do it now. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.